If I tell you that Rav Chaskel Levenstein learned his prokem, his specific prokem, Bob Zion, class test, there were 200 times. If you learn Mistos Hashem 200 times, I don't know, but these prokem you learned 200 times. And perhaps if we learn it, we'll understand why. He named Mafsidi Hazrizis. What prevents a person from not being Zizmak Din Mitzvahs? What prevents a person from having this the lack of Shmiras HaMatzis, Shmartim HaMatzis, Afidu Matzis HaMitzvahs? This lack of Slavis. If you're lazy and you don't do the job properly, the Issa can become Chometz. And also when it comes to Mitzvahs, what's the reason behind it? And doctors tell you that. You come to the doctor, all your interest, doctor, have a pain? Give me medicine for the pain. No, I'll tell you why you have the pain. Why you have the pain? Just give me the medicine. No, we have to know the reason for the pain. Try to prevent the pain from coming again. So now, see, as reason same, aim, magdile ho'achna. Because of achna, laziness. It's because of laziness. With all the psychological reasons that we'll give. It's not just a person's lazy. He's looking for this. You live in a society where they can't wait for quitting time, vacations. I can tell you all about my job. I'll tell you about your job. I'll tell you how much I make, when I'm on vacations, and that's all. That's what you got the whole job. What I do is not important. The main thing is I have to work 9 to 5, and I have benefits, and I have vacations, and time off. Just for your whole job, that's all you have to do. When do you get off? So this is in the culture, and this is a part of our, it's about kashrut. You seek, you look, you yearn. You learn, you yearn for menucha. If that's not enough, every word, every the grower run to you on these words. Every word is, we worked on this. The sinas ha-tareach, the aves or dunim, the tashim kolat kanayim. Not only that he's lazy, not only that he enjoy the rest, he hates ha-tareach, hates the work. If that elevator doesn't work, be angry to the sixth floor. Anger! Why doesn't it work? A brand new building like this, the Shiva University, I give tuition. They have made tell me I can't pay tuition. How come the elevators are moved with an anger? Bitter anger. Kill the whole day. You have to walk up five steps and say, what, are you an invalid? Are you an invalid? The Abbas Idunim, the love for pleasure, the Tashim Kol Tuneim. This finishes up all the conditions. So therefore he says these words were very, 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 very sharp words. Very sharp words. That this is the preventing of Zuzis and Avodas Hashem. The Abbas Udunim, the love for pleasure, the Tashim, that covers everything. Everything I just said, besides the hate for working and enjoyment, it's the Ava. Have a good time. Have a good time. Even though the first words of the Mistel Shasharim, first words, right at the beginning, it mentions that what is our purpose in this world? Karak Aleph, Sayyidus. What is our chov in this world? Chov means obligation. Chov means we're a baal chov. Baal chov. We're indebted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rama tzorech. What are we doing here? Rama tzorech shiasim min ba'bito. And our anxieties and our expectations. B'chol shehu amo. Kom yechayim. What should we do for? What should we look for? Have pleasure. Pleasure. This is pleasure. pleasure with the Ruach Gorshim. Lahanis Vizir HaShchinus, to enjoy the Shchinus. Here we just said that what the worst thing is Avis, have love for pleasures that destroys a person, and here's that's exactly what we're here for. The Sarei Hashem, with the pleasures you that goes Baruch Hu, not with bodily pleasures, but with materialistic pleasures. And this, the greatest pleasure is Shechol Motzei Perek Aleph, Shechol Motzei. You should be able to find Malka Moida Hazeh B'Emes Olam Habo. If the true pleasures are Olam Habo, and this world is just a prose though, it's just a cord to bring it to, as close as possible to Olam Habo. And how do you taste Olam Habo? How do you have Olam Habo in this world? Olam Habo is when you die. How do you have a taste of Olam Habo? Can you imagine a person having a double dip chocolate sundae, chocolate fudge, marshmallow? It's having a good time. A little bit of chocolate falls on his table. When no one's looking, and don't say if you'll do it, none of my business. Now I ask you, don't make a bracha on that. And aren't you ashamed everyone saw you? Says, I taste, give me a taste, I taste. Come on. How do we have a taste of Olam Habo and Olam Hazeh? If the whole purpose of Olam Habo. So, according to Umos Olam, the terrorists, heaven is up there, and the only way to get to heaven is by killing the Jews. If you go ahead, terrorists, and kill the Jews, you go straight to heaven. We believe that you don't have to kill Jews to get to heaven, and we don't have to wait to die to get to heaven. Chai Olam Notabesachem. That there's Olam Habo and Olam Hazeh. Two basic mitzvahs. One is Talmud Torah, and one is Shabbos. Aracham on Huyat Chon Yom Shikru Shabbos, and Yuchal Lachai Olam. And one is what? Torah. You have a taste, that taste. Of Olam Habo and Olam Hazeh. What do you do in Olam Habo? Learn a Blat Gemara. Learn Torah. That's a taste of Olam Habo and Olam Hazeh. You have a taste of it. It's not where it's remote. You have to die first. Lechem vei. He's already had a taste of Olam Habo in Olam Hazeh. Ki yimei Hashemayim, you listen to Shema Yisrael, Kabbal Zomar, Malach Hashemayim, Kabbal Zomar, Mrs. Ki yimei Hashemayim, Ahors. Shemayim, Ahors, on this earth. On this earth, we can have Olam Habo. So here he says in Perek Tes, Baal was talking in Newton, enjoyment of Olam Habo in this world. Over here in Perek Tes is talking not that way. He's talking about Olam Hazeh. And he loves, the most important thing he loves is to have enjoyment. He loves to have enjoyment of Olam Hazeh. And therefore, therefore, he says, "Ki ne adam kezev vaday shitich bad olav avoda if they borrow kovei gadol." Therefore, everything misses are very heavy. Davening, getting up early, everything is heavy. Heavy. There used to be an expression that's common. It's a shver shazani yid. It's difficult to be a Jew. That's how. Talk that way, you're dating yourself. You talk that way, you must be an old man. It's not so difficult anymore. It's not so difficult. Years ago, what Orthodox Jew didn't carry a Shabbos handkerchief? These things. Years ago, the young Israel, still young Israel, had mixed dance. I'm talking, Chas Hashem today, you talk that way, you say that. It was difficult. I'm not judging you. It was difficult, they had difficulty. Today it's not difficult at all. That should be my worst of error. I'm the worst of saying it. It's not a slave for me. I don't mix dance. I don't think I'm excited to say it. It's not to me the biggest thing in the service. Kibishi yirtza lecho achilaso bo b'cho ha'yishiv v'abrucho elishin shnosu b'litori. What's a vacation? What's the definition of vacation? A vacation is that you're not bounded by anything. The and you get up 3 o'clock in the morning and you go to sleep at 9 o'clock in the morning, you're not controlled. You don't have bells and schedules. That's the vacation. To do whatever you want when you want. That's the vacation this week. I want a real vacation now. I want to think of nothing. I'll daven when I want to daven, learn what I want to learn, and do what I want to do. That's the epitome. That's the epitome. I can't wait for that. That's why many people say, when do you really live? When you retire. When you retire. I get my retirement plan, my investments. I can live off my investments now. No more burden, no more family burden, no more schedules, no more going to work. That's rubbish. Now, how do I know to say that? Because at the behest of a man, he died at 65. He died at the age of 65, and the rabbi and everyone is crying. Here the man worked all his life. He was hoping now to go around the world. He was hoping now to enjoy life. And never he died. He died. He can't enjoy all his money. He wasn't able to his name. And everyone starts crying now. Oh boy, oh boy. What a tragedy. What a tragedy. So I'll say it again. Man lived to be 95. He's retired for 30 years. He lived up a day every single day. He lived, he did what he wanted. He got up late. He lived it up. He lived and sat in Florida and sat on the beach and really had a good, he put on another 45 pounds and he lived it up. He didn't care for no one. He didn't do for anyone. He lived for himself. He lived the ripe old age of 95. Oh, that's a Gavalt gasp. That's Gavalting. Oh, I wish I'd be like him. Give me a bracha. Give me a bracha. I should live like him. This is what we think. Yishu yirtza lecho achalasa b'chol yishuv al-nuchol. And then eat, not have to know if it's OU, it's kosher, it's this or that. Yishu shirasa b'litore. You have to get early out in the morning. Yimoyin lelechas imlo l'ito. He refuses to walk. And it's not slowly. Kayetzu b'chol mele. I don't want to run. I want to walk slowly. In a yiksha love la hashkin la batikin the seals by boker. He can't go to the shul anymore. It's difficult. It's difficult getting up. So therefore for him, if he comes by Baruch Hu, he thinks he's a great guy. Should give me Yashikor. The rabbi told me. 15 years in the rabbi. I mean, fine person. 15 years in the rabbi. I'll tell you a secret. It's not a secret for you. For you it's a secret. I was Baal Batim, it wasn't a secret at all. He says, I haven't come once. You never missed a minute. I haven't come once to Minyan, even on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, to answer Omein to the Brichas Hashem. And the rabbi. Again, Kabbonis. So this is 15 years. 15 years. What was this? It wasn't fired. No one fired it. It probably had Minyan without him. I didn't even say Kaddish without him. Didn't need him. It's all right. The Bukhlech at the end. Exactly that time. Brachas. Not that's only to a bracha. It happens to all of us. Every single day for 15 years. There's no drawing. In the Yiksha Olav, the Hashkin, the Bodhi Yosiyos. All the Katsa Visudasa, the Neitzvos HaMincha. He came late. Why did you come late? Because I wanted to finish my ice cream. My dessert. I wanted my dessert. Without kashrut and kedusha. So what? Especially I'm not a chiyuv. You know when I used to rush? I was a chiyuv. I'm an avul. Oh, I can't wait. I have 3-4 months more and I'm finished with this. I go back to my old ways. I'm a chiyuv. You're not a chiyuv. I'm not a chiyuv. Well, he's a chiyuv. Because he's a novel. He's a chiyuv in David. And I'm a chiyuv in David. He has to rush to get the sacred bonus. I don't have to rush to sacred bonus. I'm not a chiyuv. I'm not a novel, Baruch Hashem. But you are, so you got to get there in time. Okay, this year, you got to get there in time. After this year, go back to sleep. Well, the Katsi Mishudasa, the Mitzvahs HaMincha, Ben Arboim, or Lord Seis Nidvar Mitzvah, in Lo Yeo Eitz Bor, in Lo Seis Nidvar Mitzvah, in Lo Yeo Eitz, in Zahar Nah Clearly. What time is it supposed to be? 7 o'clock? 7:05 to 7? 10 to 7? So when should I come? because I have to come according to seven. What's his burden? Well, the Talmud Torah. Everyone comes to Talmud Torah. Misha Margalats Mulrogas Vela, and Udam Beats Mulasos Heter Kizet Kishirs. Whoever has these type of Ashkafas this way is what? Ain't an orderly biatzmo. He doesn't control himself. He's not a bechor. His time is a controlling him. He can barnesa, ritzona, rumasa, a hergo, anasa, tevashem. These are words of the Siddur Shorim. They become tevashem. Your hergo, your time is become a hergo. Because part of it is very difficult to break it. Very difficult to break it. I just want to finish by saying about Musa learn. This is what we learned. Atzlis. Lack of Zrizis. It's not just, okay, I'm a human being and I just have Atzlis. I'm lazy. I can't get things in time. I'm like deep. It becomes a hashkafa. I admit I have a weakness. It's a hashkafa. Get a good night's sleep. Come in, come late. Going to do better the next day. There's nothing wrong with it. You don't have to be on time. There's nothing wrong with it. Take care of yourself first. You'll be a better Oyvid Hashem. So you come late. So you have more time to support Hashem. You'll appreciate it more. You'll bench better. Have another piece of cake. It's not shkaf. It's not shkaf. What's wrong with materialism? What's wrong with having nice things? It's wrong. Yiddishkeit. It's wrong. You can have a shiris and a torah in your hand together. It becomes, and once it becomes Ashkafi, you never break. Once it's Ashkafi, it has to be Ashkafi. We're young boys. Why do you tell us to come on time? We're young boys. Young whippersnapper. Young people, that's the stage we're in. That's the age and stage. Get older, nothing else to do. I'll come to show that I'll be the first one. Now I'm busy. My young boy. You're a retired individual. You're old. You got nothing to do. You can't sleep at night anyways. So you come to show on time. But we can sleep. We're tired. We put in all day's work. All the people, they should come on time. It's a shuffle. Because a shuffle. Oh, a diet. Don't worry. We're not going to become 90. I won't eat so much. Stage. Age and stage. So this becomes a shkafa. Once it becomes a shkafa, it's impossible.